Good morning, this is Dwight Davis. Welcome to our Bird Notes. I guess it depends on whom you ask. Say teal to a lady at a shopping mall, and she'll most likely point to shoes or handbags as examples of that color. But say teal to a duck hunter, and he'll instantly think of a duck. The word for the bird predates its use as a color. Teal refers to a duck. The word's origin is uncertain, probably from Middle English, but we're not sure. It refers to a small duck and has come to be applied to a dozen or so ducks, of which two can usually be seen in our area. The blue-winged teal and the green-winged teal winter here after breeding season in Canada. They're small and fast-flying, as any duck hunter will tell you. The names are appropriate. The blue-winged teal has a pale blue patch on the fore part of the wing, obvious when the bird is in flight, evident as a horizontal blue line along the side when the bird is swimming. Assuring the identification of the male blue-winged teal is a white crescent on the face. The green-winged teal has green on the wing, an iridescent patch on the trailing edge, but it's usually seen only in flight, and then not often very well, as it blends in with the rest of the dark wing in poor light. There's also a green patch on the side of the head of the male. The best identification for the swimming male green-winged teal, by the way, is not the nominate color, but a vertical white mark on the side. The green on the green-winged teal is what gives us the shared word for the color, sometimes referred to as teal blue. On the duck, it's a bluish green. On a handbag, it's likely to be some shade of greenish blue. And at this point, I'll defer to the fashion designers. But the bird has first claim to the word. The word teal was not used as a color name until the early 20th century. The blue wing and the green wing teals will be arriving soon, residing in freshwater lakes and marshes for the winter, small, fast ducks occasionally flashing their colors.